said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, it's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, get out your leotards because Aerobics Oz Style is coming back.
Alrighty, we're going to get some tips on how to keep the romance alive during lockdown.
We've got our very first Mix 94.5 Got Your Back recipient.
And we try to improve our numbers on Lockie's lockdown quiz.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
There are a lot of people who are out doing their daily exercise, but many of us, I'm not sure I mention us, speaking of the three of us, are not doing enough of the physical stuff right at this point in time.
No, I'm spending my days getting chonky. That's my plan.
Chonky!
And let's face it, you know, we've been so lucky. We've had such delightful weather. I mean, now the weather may be turning. We're going to be stuck inside. I've got to find a way to work on this tummy. Yeah. I really do.
Could this be the way back?
Hold the hands down for four pumps. One, two, three, four. And down. Two, three, four. Again. Down. Sweet.
Because one of the finest TV shows ever produced in Australia, Aerobics Oz Style, is back.
This is exciting. Aerobics Oz Style was absolutely massive. I mean, it was on every morning. Do you know that it started in 1982?
Wow. Mm.
And it ran all the way to 2005.
Oh, did it really?
I wonder why.
It had 4,500 episodes of just hot people exercising on mats wearing lots of Lycra.
Oh, and, you know, for an unemployed actor or students, you know, it was the sort of go-to morning television.
Yeah, well, they'd often be working out in their leotard. It was before we called activewear, really, wasn't it? And we might have 15 years of stuff in the vault or 14 years in the vault that could be played starting now on 10 Play, which is not a bad idea.
Oh, it's going to be glorious because you've got the full, like, that was when we were wearing, like, G-string Lycra and, you know, it was like the...
Oh, it was Jane Fonda.
The Olivia Newton-John Let's Get Physical
it
outfit,
was.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was. And quite often some spectacular backgrounds. You'd see the main person who'd be taking the workout, your instructor, and then there'd be generally a couple of hot ladies and a hot guy in the background working out, and then behind them is the Sydney Opera House or something exotic.
That's right, the backdrops. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, you remember the backdrops. I remember the times of just when they were in the studio and they'd hang some, like, tissue paper down from the ceiling and then they'd just gather on their mat and have a great time. But they all look so fit. I wonder how many people were actually getting up every morning and exercising with them.
Kimber, can you not mention aerobics Oz Style and tissue paper? Thanks.
you never did the exercises. You just watched.
Yeah, and this of course.
This was a time when hair was being crimped too. So it was that classic kind of Dallas Dynasty, for those who are old enough to remember those shows. The big 80s hair with the big, you know, the Lycra going on.
Yeah. So 10 Play looks like it's coming back. And I know, Kimber, you mentioned that they mentioned it on the project. And all of a sudden it's back on 10 on the digital channel.
Yeah, Pete Hellier was a bit concerned. Everyone was getting a bit chonky, and so he said, why don't we bring it back? And then they relaunched it. So get your Lycra, and if you don't have that, just do it in your jammies. It doesn't matter.
Well, Pete Hellier's telling us we're getting chonky.
Ah, there we go, buddy. Yeah.
Let's get it physical.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Coronavirus is bringing families together in the family household more than ever, but maybe not couples physically and romantically because you're worried about the kids, you're worried about the elderly parents and that as well. So maybe we need a bit of help with the spark. What do you reckon?
Yeah, why not?
I thought we'd catch up with Debbie Rivers from daretodate.com.au and talk about reigniting the spark. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, Debbie, we all get caught up in our lives and people with kids and jobs and things to do, and sometimes that means that you forget to put a bit of time into your relationship. But now that we're being forced to, what can we do? Because lots of people might feel that, say, sex doesn't matter if you have a great friendship, but what does the research suggest about that?
Okay, so look, it's really the opposite. When you have a good sex life, you have a better relationship. And look, this time is the perfect time to reignite the spark because we're not so busy. We don't have so much else to do.
Yes, but that's a great idea, Debbie. But I have to be careful even as I ask this question because I have my stepdaughter in the kitchen with me.
Uh-oh.
It is a weird time. How do couples keep that going with the pressures of having, you know, people in close proximity?
Okay, look, I think it's coming back to the simple things. Like when you first met, you'll connect and you'll kiss and you'll touch and you'll talk a lot. So going back to the stuff you do outside of the bedroom is important. Mm. And the research found that couples that kiss often have better relationships, better sex lives. So it can be the simple things of touching, appreciating each other, which we forget to do when we're really busy.
Hey, Deb, is there anything to the fact that, I mean, I know that this can be an issue for people, especially when they're stressed, and that's not really a great aphrodisiac, but is there a chance we could, if we could turn this around, we'll have a whole lot of COVID babies? Not name that, of course.
Yeah, look, I definitely think, and look, it's a good way to relieve the stress, but I think if you have some fun with each other, like find some ways, and I know it is challenging when you've got kids, but find some way to have fun and flirt with each other. So take, you know, the outcome out of it, but find some ways to build more fun in simple little ways. And yeah, I say that there could be a whole lot of babies at the end of 9 months.
Well, I know too, Debbie, that some friends have said to me, you know, they might have been in a routine for a while and they don't get physically intimate with their partner very often. And then they find it confronting to ignite something because they say, well, I'm not just going to suddenly start dressing up or start, you know, because it will seem out of our normal lives. How do you break that cycle? Is it better just to say, look, you know, get rid of the elephant in the room and just talk about it with your partner and go, hey, what can we do to make this a bit more exciting?
Well, yeah, definitely. Look, the research found that people that talk about sex and are able to talk about what they like and what they don't like had a better sex life and more orgasms as well for the women. So being able to be more open about things and having some of those conversations will make it better. I mean, the average couple up until now has probably only spent 35 minutes in conversation together. So you've got more time than ever before to get to know each other again. And I think sometimes we assume that we know everything about the person we're with, but we don't. I often talk to couples that have been married for like 35 years and you'll ask them simple questions about each other, like what's their favourite chocolate bar? Mm-hmm. And they have no idea. So you can kind of take this time to go back to the basics and kind of discover what's surprising about your partner. I don't know if you guys have seen the 36 questions to fall in love that was done by a psychologist. You could actually go through those questions and re-explore getting to know each other. And when you do that, you build that intimacy as well as, you know, taking the time to appreciate each other and say things to each other that you wouldn't usually say. And I think housework and chores can be, you know, the research found that passion killers is people being too exhausted and stressed. So if you can find a way to help each other around the house, you'll, you know, it'll improve your love life. And I think that women are really guilty of speaking hint and men don't speak it. So being able to be a lot more direct and appreciating each other builds the other areas of your life. So instead of just thinking about what you like about your partner, start telling them what you like and, you know, saying all of the things that you like and appreciate them and touch without any expectation of an outcome.
No, you're absolutely right, Debbie. If there's one thing I've learned in my 50 years on this planet, it's amazing what running a vacuum around the house can do for you.
Yep. Especially in his French maid outfit.
Yeah.
That's a big help.
Get me going. And Debbie, Kimber mentioned the drought there. People have a bit of a drought going on and they mentioned the elephant in the room. Last time in the bedroom I mentioned the word elephant and I didn't get any action for 8 weeks, which was a real one. But you do have to be careful with language, don't you?
Language makes all the difference. And I think maybe don't talk about some things in the bedroom, talk about them outside.
Okay. Beautiful. Yes. Hey, Debbie, thanks for your help this morning. We all appreciate it. Well done.
No problem. Take care.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's got your back.
I got you, buddy.
With ABC Blinds.
I got your back.
And even though we're not really, really close to each other, right in the physical sense, guys, Kimber, right now it's important to look after each other.
Yeah, and Mix 94.5's got your back. We've been asking you to send in your nominations of people who you think might need a helping hand or might be doing great things for other people in the community and you want to reward them.
Yeah, it's been a strange old time, but it's meant that people have stepped up and people are doing some wonderful things. And, of course, there are people doing it tough, and we want to help.
You betcha. We've been excited about our first recipient, so let's do it. Michelle's on the line, who's nominated her friend Nikki. Firstly, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are terrific, and this is a really cool thing that you've done here, nominating your friend for Mix 94.5's Got Your Back.
Oh, that's awesome.
Michelle, we would love to know, tell us why you have nominated Nikki.
I run a local community Facebook group, and we're trying to keep people really connected during these socially isolated times. And Nikki promoted in the page the idea of driveway dinners, which was connecting all of our neighbours to come out into their front yards and just enjoy dinner together.
And Michelle, how did it go?
Oh, it went really well. Lots of little pockets in the neighbourhood joined in, and everyone had a really great time.
We're talking about the neighbourhood of Baysie itself, Bayswater Community.
Yeah, Bayswater Community did this.
And what a great way to get together, Michelle. I mean, apparently you had about 60 homes participate. They were all dragging out the tables and the deck chairs onto the front yard, and then everyone played some music to share. They all played the same song.
Yeah, we all hit play on a playlist at exactly the same time so that we could have a shared experience in that way as well.
Michelle, I take it the vibe was great. Did you get a lot of great feedback as well after Nikki took care of that?
Fantastic feedback. People wanted to make it a weekly event. So very, very enthused, and the community really felt connected. A lot of people really enjoyed the photos as well, all the kids in the front yard. People even dressed tablecloths and put flowers out and candles, and it was just a really lovely evening.
Oh, great. And Michelle, so to thank Nikki, you nominated her, but we did say, what do you want us to give Nikki? And the suggestion that you made is said, you would love us at Mix 94.5 to put together a dedicated playlist for everybody in the community of Bayswater who's going to get together for the driveway dinners. But we've got something even better to offer, Nikki. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Yes, that sounds amazing.
Okay. Well, thanks, Michelle. We will call Nikki and we'll let her know what she's won.
Hey, Nikki, thanks for your time. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. We've just come from chatting with your friend Michelle, who basically has dobbed you in a beautiful way. That's not bad, is it?
No, that's absolutely amazing.
Well, Michelle was absolutely thrilled, Nikki, that you kicked off the Baysie driveway dinners in the Bayswater community, where you got everyone to come out and have dinner on the driveway. And Michelle said, look, as a payback to Nikki, could you please put together a dedicated playlist at Mix 94.5 so that the next time you do it, everyone can listen to the same soundtrack? It's a pretty good suggestion.
Oh, gosh, she is just wonderful. That would solve so much for us. We love great music.
Well, we want to do that for you, Nikki, but hey, we need to feed you and your neighbours, and we're going to do that thanks to our mates at the Rossonero Pizzeria. These aren't just regular pizzas. They've got awesome stuff like a sticky pig, bacon, sliced potatoes, and butterscotch sauce. Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
Oh, my God, guys, that is so amazing. Thank you so much, and thank you, Michelle.
Nikki, this is brilliant. Now, of course, all the guidelines of COVID-19, the social distancing and the hand sanitising will be taken care of and monitored by the Mix 94.5 promotions team. But your team here, Claire, Matt and Kimber, will host it live on the air, of course, the soundtrack on Saturday night.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Nikki, sounding very happy. Kimber, how can people get involved?
All you have to do is go to mix.com.au and tell us somebody who you think could use a helping hand or wants a bit of a shout out, and we've got their back.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
It's time to bring in our good mate from, of course, the Dead Set Legends and the sports department at Channel 10, Perth, Lachie Reid. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, team. Ready for another lockdown quiz?
Oh, Lachie, have pen, will travel.
Very nice. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. A bit of an English lesson today, so I hope you're very good at English.
Hey, Locke, before we move on to this, mate, as a mild-mannered sports investigative reporter, we're talking about the AFL. How are you confident about these hubs happening? What do you reckon?
I'm starting to think yes, and I'm starting to think that it's going to happen quite soon. I'm not sure, like there's the two options that have been thrown up. One is that all 18 teams meet in Melbourne and at some stage, you know, have a 2 to 3 week pre-season training period and then get the season underway and play all their games or as many of their games as possible in Melbourne, or 3 or 4 different hubs around the country, and Perth being one of them, or WA being one of them. So I'm pretty confident. I get the feeling that the players also feel like they're going to be called back to the clubs very, very soon. I'm thinking the next 2 weeks or so, and then obviously have a pre-season and then we get the games underway.
And Lockie, I'd say it'd be all or nothing, right? You can't really have players saying, no, I'm not prepared to, because I guess they'll be leaving their families behind too, won't they?
Well, that's the big question, Kimber, is, you know, how, if in fact all 18 teams go to Melbourne, what happens to families? What happens to the wife and maybe a newborn child? And how do you deal with that family situation? So they're the things I'm sure the AFL and clubs right now are dealing with.
Beautiful, mate. Well, clarified.
Yeah, we keep WA locked down and we end up with 60,000 to watch Subiaco versus East Fremantle.
Yeah.
That'd be a good game. Mate,
any footy would be good. You ready to rock, Block?
Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, and we have a winner! Lockie's Lockdown Quiz.
Alrighty, we're going to start with an English lesson to get you underway. The first question of the Lockdown Quiz, guys, and make sure everyone at home has their pens and paper and their children beside them because they might need them throughout the next couple of minutes. Spell Caribbean. Caribbean or Caribbean might help you out. Spell Caribbean, as in the region, the sea, a place where we'd love to go, but probably not right now.
I want to submit that Florence was cheating by giving Matt some answers.
She did give
then.
A clue, yeah. Yeah. She said it starts with C.
No, Florence, it's not Trinidad and Tobago.
St. Kitts.
So that was question number one.
It doesn't look right, anyway.
It's a little strange, Question number two, Huey, Dewey and Louie are cartoon characters and nephews of Donald Duck. What trademark colour does Louie wear? Now, the three colours of the three, don't you sigh, please. Let's, you know, this is a serious quiz.
Sorry, Dad.
No complaining. Okay, so the three colours of Huey, Dewey and Louie are green, red and blue. What colour does Louie wear? Green, red or blue? Come on, go back in time, guys. Okay. This is your vintage.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever known the answer to that, but we'll give it a go.
Oh,
so that was question number two. And question number three, who am I dressed as today? I woke up very early this morning to get dressed as this beauty. I was born in 1946 and became an entertainer, more famous as a singer, but I did act in movies. In fact, one of my most popular songs was also the title of a movie I starred in. I've earned 9 Grammy Awards and also had plenty of hits alongside a male friend as a duet. I've been quoted as saying it takes a lot of money to make me look this cheap following a lot of cosmetic surgery. I am known for my big hair and big hits. Who am I?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who am I dressed as today?
Thanks for the quote, mate. I know that one. That's good.
Oh, damn. Torn between two lovers here.
Ooh.
All right, question number one. The answers, here we go. Spell Caribbean. Yep. I'll spell it out for you. CARIBBEAN.
You always get those right, Kimber.
I got one. I did change it, though. I had to go back and change it. The first time didn't look right.
Just the one R and the double B. CARIBBEAN. Question number two, Huey and Dewey are cartoon characters. What trademark colour does Louie wear? Was it green, red or blue? Louie wears, drum roll, green.
Oh. Yeah, woohoo!
Oh. I thought it was Louie and Bluey.
No, Dewey's in Bluey. And Huey's in red.
How'd you go there, Matty?
Huey's in green. How'd you go, Matty?
I'm 0 out of 2 at the moment. With Caribbean, I thought I had it right because no red line appeared under where I'd written it down.
You're not Googling, are you?
All right, question number three. Who am I dressed as today? I woke up this morning to get dressed as this beauty. Born in 46, became an entertainer, famous as a singer, but I did do movies. One of my most popular songs was a movie that I starred in, blah, blah, blah. I am known for my big hair and big hits. I am... Dolly Parton. Did you get that one, Maddie?
No, I said I was torn between two lovers. I had Barbara Streisand or Cher.
Oh, really?
Cher could have been one. Yeah, very similar Cher. There you go.
Oh, mate, in quarantine, I saw a country music special on Netflix the other day, and that Dolly Parton quote come up. So thank you. Thanks for throwing that in.
Lockie, I'm 3 for 3 today.
Oh, no, really?
Well, this is good. This is really good.
I mean, look,
good.
The green thing was a guess for sure, but I nailed it. So 3 for 3.
Well done, Casey.
Very nice. How'd you go, Cleasy?
No, I got Caribbean with a double R. I said Bluey, so I just got Dolly. So do I get 2 hits for Dolly?
Yeah, you get no. You just get the 1 point, okay. Dolly. And Maddie, you and I, we've got a tutor lesson later on this afternoon. I'll give you a call about 4 hours.
Yes, please. Yes, please. 0 from 3. That looks terrible.
Online learning for Matt with the boss.
And as I stand here now and say goodbye to you, my wife is taking a photo as me dressed as Dolly Parton.
Beautiful.
I'll put it up on Twitter and Instagram for you so you can have a bit of a sneak peek.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Another
yeah.
day brings fun news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Oh, what you got?
She's
what
a
you
really
got?
Good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, my friends, who hasn't watched an episode of, well, insert your favourite reality TV show here, and suddenly one of the female contestants' cleavage walks into shot and then 4 minutes later walks out again, and you think to yourself, I wonder if they're natural. I wonder if they're yours.
Are they real?
But it turns out, Matt, you're an old cynic, because a woman in her 30s in North America has survived being shot by using her female superpower.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman!
All the world is waiting for you.
Yes, my friends, a woman in North America has been hit by a stray bullet in the chest. She didn't even know she'd been shot, and she's been saved because of her breast implants.
What? She didn't know she'd been shot?
No, she felt a sort of a bit of heat, so it was obviously a stray bullet. She wasn't involved in criminal activity, and she's gone, oh my God, what's that? I'm feeling a burning pain. Gone to the hospital, and the doctors have said, without a shadow of a doubt, we've seen the trajectory of this bullet. Without the breast implant, you would be dead.
A goner.
That's incredible. The power of boobs.
Hey?
Gotta love that.
Is anything breasts can't do?
I mean, you know,
no.
She laid down at the beach and they stand up and then she gets protected by them. That's better than armour. That's unreal.
Wow. And I suppose, too, that provides another complication, because I guess she has to have those removed and get another set put in for the next bulletproof experience, because those ones would have been slightly injured.
You would think so. You would think so. But isn't that amazing?
Didn't feel the heat, but she was packing heat. That's amazing. Incredible
story.
Look
out, the cops will be wearing those soon.
There you go. I'm going to go straight down and get me bum done.
Could you imagine it?
So I've got one.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Kimber, some big numbers, or small numbers, I should say, when we spoke to the Premier yesterday talking about COVID, and it's very, very promising health-wise.
Small but mighty numbers, Claresy. Of course, we had our second day of 0 new cases of coronavirus, which is fantastic in WA, which now that means that the numbers at the moment that Mark McGowan's people have released late last night, that we have 88 active cases. So 88 that we know of at the moment of people with COVID-19, 451 people have recovered. And more than nearly 31,000 have been tested and have not had any results. Have come out negative. So we're doing really well in WA, but I'm worried we're becoming complacent.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, it is wonderful, and we've talked about this before. The tyranny of distance for this country is working in our favour in this particular crisis. Had it not been for the cruise ships, you know, our numbers would probably be even better. But I do think about, you know, perhaps because I lived in London for 6 years, I know how anxious I was here in Perth when this all started.
Sure.
And I can't imagine living in a place like London when they're having the numbers that they're having of people passing away. And let's not get anywhere near that. Let's keep doing what we're doing, please.
Yeah, we've got a former workmate, Bree, who lives in Manhattan, and she had a couple of weeks ago, I got in touch with her to make sure she and her partner were okay, her husband were okay, and they were, but she said after 3 weeks, and that was 3 weeks locked down in New York at that stage, would you really want to go out in the streets of New York just to buy some bread and milk? Possibly not right now, because there's
so much coronavirus
around. Yeah, but she said she was going stir crazy in the house at that point. But it does, as you say, Kimber, things feel like they're changing. I'm seeing lots of car parks shops and the like that are probably as full as normal, and it could be a little concerning.
Well, I got a huge shock yesterday because, as you guys know, I've been at home for about 5 or 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
So I have only been going for fortnightly grocery shops at a very small supermarket where there I don't see many people, and necessary medical appointments, and they're the only ones. That's the only time I've left the house. And when I went out yesterday, I really needed an office chair because we could be working from home for some time, and I was a bit uncomfortable with my hip. So I was like, I can't buy this office chair online through IKEA. It wouldn't let me. So I was like, I'll just pop to IKEA. I knew exactly where I needed to go, straight into the shelving area, so I didn't have to like walk through the store. And I pulled up in the car park, and the car park was chockers.
It was
absolutely full. There were two lines of people going in both directions trying to be let into the store by security guards. And what really disturbed me is the number of people who were leaving with nothing in their hands.
Okay.
Like, it's not a time to go browsing at the shops. IKEA is the kind of store that has all of the measurements online. Everything's there. You know what you're getting. It's not browsing time. You should be going in, getting what you need, and getting the hell out. But I got such a shock to see how many cars were on the road and how many people were at the shops.
Never underestimate the drawing power of a meatball.
IKEA.
Well, they're not even. Oh,
yeah.
They're not. Well, mind you, you can buy your meatballs online now. IKEA is selling
you can,
the meatballs.
Yeah, can you buy meatballs online but not office chairs?
Because it's smaller.
I wish you could answer that question, Maddie. I really wish, because I'm still sitting on a Fitball.
Yeah. Hey, Kimber, can you not say I popped out to the shops? Because pop and hip are not good for you. Just be really careful.
I know. That's how it feels. But I ended up driving away. I didn't risk it. I was like, I'm not going in there. That's stupid. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5. Hey guys, there are a lot of people, a lot of older people in particular, but a lot of people not sure what to do about medical appointments right now, and it's concerning Medico, so we thought we'd clear up a little bit about it with the founder of healthengine.com.au this morning, Dr. Marcus Tan is on the line. Doctor, good morning.
Hi guys, how are you?
Very great. Well, really well, thanks, Doctor. Now, seeing the doctor through your laptop wasn't the conventional way to get medical advice, but patients are taking to this telehealth like a duck to water. Tell us, what kind of appointments can be done online?
Well, actually, lots and lots of appointments have been done online for a long time, but actually more, not so much on the laptop, but also on the phone. So, you know, people have been actually seeing their doctors, you know, to get things like test results, you know, sort of being able to get their repeat scripts that for things that they've always been, you know, able to get, like the pill and all these sorts of things. And there are simple things that can sometimes be diagnosed via these online sort of channels rather than having to go see the doctor in person.
And Dr. Tan, as Claire's alluded to, I'm sure at the moment there are people out there who, you know, are concerned about something that doesn't feel right, and they think that they should be going to the doctor, but they're nervous because of the COVID times that we're in about going into the surgery.
Well, actually, it's a reciprocal thing. I think a lot of practices themselves are also a bit nervous about having patients that can come in and potentially either infect their staff or other patients.
Mm.
So I think that the telehealth option is actually a really good one to be able to just triage, you know, make sure that you're assessed first before you do potentially come in. And a lot of doctor surgeries are actually using that as a methodology. But certainly, if you're concerned, you know, there's a lot of doctors now who are actually offering telehealth. And as I said, you don't need a lot of tech. It's sometimes just delivered on the phone. And just being able to work out whether you can or need to come in is actually a really, you know, a very important thing to do.
Hey, Doctor, trying times, of course, but it must give great the West Aussie or Australians in general in the health industry to great peace of mind about how the numbers are at this point in time. I know we can't take the pedal off, but the foot off the pedal, but it's definitely encouraging, isn't it?
Look, absolutely. I think the state and federal governments have done a fantastic job of, like, you know, making sure they've done the, you know, found the right balance between the health and social and economic sort of aspects of things. But you're right, absolutely. You know, we can't be too complacent just because the numbers have been a bit low. You know, we've seen other countries who've had similar numbers, you know, sort of spike up again in the second wave.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, we've got to be careful.
And telehealth is so convenient too. I mean, it saves you the trouble of leaving the house. It's very fast. It can probably be a faster turnaround for doctors. Is it any cheaper to do an appointment online because it's, you know, perhaps a little less with the resources side? And can you get prescriptions and things easy enough?
Yeah, look, I mean, on the cost front, I mean, you know, I think a lot of the reasons why telehealth hadn't been adopted as heavily was because there wasn't a Medicare rebate for it. So a lot of patients would be out of pocket to see people online, whereas now, you know, the government quite wisely during this period have actually put a Medicare rebate on for patients. So it is actually much more affordable now than it used to be. But a lot of practices are basically billing the same way that they would normally bill. You know, you would see patients either with a bit of an out-of-pocket, or, you know, some practices are bulk billing some of these telehealth services.
And Dr. Tan, are we seeing older Australians? So I guess, you know, maybe it's, I don't know if it's true, but they're not the group that you normally expect to be so tech savvy. Are they jumping on board this and using it?
Yeah. Look, I mean, you know, I think technology is being accepted by, you know, by the older Australians in any case, because a lot of our devices are designed to, you know, be used quite, you know, they're quite user friendly. But as I said, you know, a lot of these telehealth consultations are just happening on the phone. You don't really need to have, you know, full on tech and webcams and all that sort of stuff. And you know, the phone can be used, and quite a lot of doctors, if they do need to go to some sort of video, you know, it's actually relatively easy to set that up as well.
Doc, some people may say it's childish, but you know, doctor's appointment isn't over for me unless I get the jelly bean. So with online appointments, can I perhaps get the jelly bean or two posted out? Is that okay?
Absolutely, I'm sure that could be accommodated.
Hey, Doc, it's good to talk to you, and we really appreciate it. All the best.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the founder of healthengine.com.au, Dr. Marcus Tan, some interesting points there as well. And convenience is unreal, isn't it, with this?
Oh, I mean, I'm finding it convenient. I've been having to go to the physio once or twice a week for the last few months now, and now I'm doing my physio appointments online. And it's a bit strange because, you know, he'll have to move his laptop and show me an exercise, and then I have to move mine and show me doing it back. But, you know, it's working for me, and it means I don't have to go into the clinic.
Oh, look at you living in the modern age.
It's hard to get manipulation, isn't it? Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5. Guys, this Saturday, a very different kind of Anzac Day in Australia, KC.
Yeah, it's going to be different. We're not going to have the traditional dawn services and things, but instead everyone's going to pop out onto their driveway and commemorate that way and support our Australian servicemen and women. And Mix 94.5 are going to say, take out your headphones or your radio or your app, and we'll broadcast that morning so that you hear the bugler, you'll hear everything you need to on a normal service.
Absolutely. That's going to start at 5:30 a.m. And I think this is going to be quite a special Anzac Day. I know that, you know, I've been to my little local one just on the corner near the park, and that's very beautiful there. They get about 1,000 people. But I think somehow this is going to be even more special because there's a lot of people who want to say thanks to not just our servicemen and women in terms of the armed forces, but all of those essential services people.
Yeah, as opposed to big gatherings like 40,000 people at King's Park, it will be even more eerie, I think, with smaller groups, sort of solitary sort of groups around the place as well. People heading past. But yeah, it will be quite moving, I would imagine, Casey.
Well, I think so. And I've been out to the dawn service at King's Park a couple of times and I absolutely loved it. But I do think of the people who find it hard to get there. It can often be hard to get parking, or if you've got a disability, it's hard to get up the hill to get there. And so now I think it's an idea that if everyone's out on their driveway and you're seeing other people out in the street doing it too, then it's still a sense of community there as well that some people might have missed out on before.
Yeah. Another big thing, guys, is the Anzac Day concert, which is called Music from the Homefront, which is a beauty. So around about 4 o'clock out time in the afternoon, hook into an amazing lineup of artists who'll be performing around the country, probably in lounge rooms, I'd imagine, including Birds of Tokyo with the WA Symphony Orchestra. And this is for Australia and New Zealand, so the Anzacs, Dave Dobbin and Herbs as well. The lineup will also include a special guest performance from The Wiggles. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. We speak of Barnsley and Mossy, so a couple of Cold Chisel legends, Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, and one of your favourites ever, Paul Kelly, Manny.
Oh, and nothing says Anzac Day to me like hot potato, hot potato.
But that lineup is incredible. I mean, not also including there the Rubens, Vance Joy, Delta Goodrum. I mean, there's a bit of everything. And yeah, as you say, about 4:30 in the afternoon, it'll be broadcast on Channel 9 too, so you can see it there. But it's going to be brilliant.
The Anzac Day concert, Music from the Home Front. Yeah, as Kimber said, on 9, check it out. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5. Strange times, of course, leading to really strange setups as far as where we're living and who we're living with, Matt. And there's a lot going on right now, including in the celebrity world.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 133353, if this situation has forced you into a weird lockdown situation and the internet broke, as it always does, when pictures emerged of Bruce Willis and his ex-wife Demi Moore isolating together. Now, of course, Bruce Willis has got a second wife and two new children, and people are going, what the hell's going on here? But they all get on very well.
Yeah, he's like a Rod Stewart, isn't he? Gets on with his ex-wife.
Yeah. And Bruce Willis had travelled to Idaho to visit with Demi Moore, and his new current wife was meant to be travelling up there to join them. But, of course, things got serious and travel restrictions came in. And so Bruce Willis and Demi Moore and some kids of their kids are now isolating
up.
They're shacked up. And indeed, we had one of our callers recently saying that she was sort of not stuck. They clearly get along, but stuck in the house with her ex. They still live together.
Yeah, couldn't afford to sell the house, and so it was just a bad time for the market. But, you know, this happened to a friend of mine. She's a photographer in Sydney, and she drove up to the Central Coast for a job, and then all the restrictions came in and she couldn't get back. So she was in lockdown for a week with a guy from the shoot that they had been working on this TV ad, and she's never met him before. So they were hanging out for a week or so in the house together, and she said, like, they get along, but it was weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine the nightmare if I hadn't got on during the shoot.
Yeah, and it's just really strange. You know, you're living with this person going, I've never met you before, and we're going to wake up together every day. And, you know, after a week she was able to return, and she was able to talk her way back across the border. But unbelievable.
Bruce Willis and his second wife couldn't reunite because she had to go back to school. You know what I'm saying? Actually, this is Demi Moore talking about Bruce Willis at a roast in 2018, talking about the parenting skills of one Bruce.
Bruce is super, really generous. I mean, when our daughter Rumor was a baby, and it was his turn to change the diaper in the middle of the night, he'd lean over and whisper and he'd say, I'll give you $1,000 right now if you change that diaper. And Scout asked me not to say anything, but just last week he offered her $1,000 to change his diaper. I mean, you know, some things never change.
Yeah, they're getting on all right.
Yeah, and I spoke to a bloke in the shops the other day. His daughter is overseas. I can't remember now where she is, but she's the only person in the hotel. So they've allowed her to stay, and she's the only person in this giant hotel.
How bizarre. That'd be quite creepy, actually, you'd imagine.
I would think so, too. So this thing has forced us into weird isolation situations.
Let's go to Caversham. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, how you going?
Good, mate. It's good to hear your voice. How's the weird lockdown situation for you?
Well, wasn't me necessarily, guys. My father-in-law decided they've got a bit of sort of grey nomad wandering leanings, and they decided that they were going to get in a camper van just before all this crazy really hit hard and drive to Tasmania to see my brother-in-law and his kids. So he got in the camper van and headed off, and they got to Victoria and all the borders shut behind them, and he found himself trapped in a very small camper van with his wife and his mother-in-law.
Oh! That hurts.
They were going to all the various campgrounds and things, which were all closed. They couldn't get back. They couldn't go forward. They couldn't get on the ferry.
Yeah.
All the borders were shut behind them, and very small confines the police came and moved them on from all the campgrounds. All things considered, I'd probably reckon he'd rather have been with Demi Moore, actually.
So, Andrew, where, if they keep getting moved on, where were they allowed to stop?
Yeah.
They weren't really allowed to stop anywhere. It was quite difficult. I ended up getting help from the local member for York in the end, and she was able to get them the forms, because they live in York. Get them the forms that they had to fill out to cross the border, and getting the information was very hard for them because they didn't have good internet coverage, and being moved on everywhere, it was quite crazy. They were just trying to self-isolate and do the right thing at all the various campgrounds, but they got shunted along. It was quite scary for them for a while.
And I think it takes a pretty special couple in the first place who could hang out in a caravan or in a camper van for that long anyway, but adding an extra person and that being your mother-in-law too is a bit next level.
Yeah, very next level.
Yeah.
Better than me, I reckon.
And Andrew, a stop and a cup of tea for a grey nomad, it's like oxygen for a grey nomad, isn't it? That's not good.
That's right. And they, you know, everywhere they go, no, sorry, you're infecting us. Well, we're no more at risk than you are. You know, it's very. And they're obviously older people now and pensioners, and so it was quite difficult. And they got, you know, care needs, and being somewhere stable is better than in the camper van. That hadn't been their plan, so they weren't set up for it.
Yeah, it sounds like the start of almost every joke that's in the 1970s. Yeah. My mother-in-law and I.
Yeah, or a sitcom.
Yeah. Ugly Dave Gray style, yeah.
Hey, boom, yeah. Boom.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew, have a
seat. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Kimber Kale, the lover of all creatures great and small.
Mm. Well, all creatures except spiders, as you know, kill them with fire.
That's right.
But I accidentally killed something yesterday that I feel really dreadful about.
Mm.
And it wasn't planned.
Not the postie.
And no. I opened the garage door and then saw this thing flapping on the ground because obviously this reptile this reptile was obviously hanging out on my garage door somewhere, and just the action of automatically opening it sliced it in half.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Dad on his birthday? No?
And so I don't know where the other half is. It might still be somewhere in the mechanism of my garage door, but I just saw this thing flapping on the ground like a fish out of water.
Right, yeah. Mm.
And so I sort of put a jar over the top and put a piece of paper, and I've scooped it up. Now, I've just texted you guys the photo to see what you think, because I can't tell if it's a baby, if it's a lizard or a baby snake. It's got no legs. Yep. And I know that you get legless lizards, but it kind of has snake markings.
It does look a bit like a snake, doesn't it? But I can't tell how big it is from the piece of paper it's sitting on.
I know.
I've just forwarded it on to Bindi Irwin to get some clarification.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, yeah. She can put it on her Instagram.
Look, it wasn't huge, but the thing is that I don't know where the other half of it is. If it's a gecko, it's a big gecko.
Yeah.
If it's a snake, it's a very baby snake. It fits inside a salsa jar.
Are you sure you didn't take a bite on this? There's a couple of chunky bits down there and look like they're tooth marks.
Isn't it awful? And I felt terrible because the thing flapped for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I could do. I mean, it's got no top half, so I know that I haven't made this bit suffer, so I couldn't help the other half.
The nervous system's still
just
going.
Just sat there and, just comfort it.
Comfort the end of it.
Because obviously if it's a snake, you get nervous because you think, well, do I need to look around if we're having I don't think it's snake season, so it's not a good time for baby snakes anyway. It's
what a shame while you're watching, Casey, that the rest of it didn't grow back. Wouldn't that have been great? That would have been a good story this morning.
And that's the terrible thing, is that if the other half did get away, I certainly hope that it has survived, but it's got a lot of growing to do. I've basically given it a mullet in, you know, seconds. Ew. I've just chopped it all off.
Mm. And so when is the first season of Kimber versus Wild coming out?
Oh, I feel really bad about it.
Don't leave your reptiles near this woman, folks.
No.
Maybe I can ask for some advice. I need to find out what it is. It'll make me feel a bit better.
Yeah,
maybe.
Okay.